Heidi Shierholz is a senior economist and policy director at the Washington, D.C.-based Economic Policy Institute.
In the world we live in now, women still have disproportionate responsibility for care work. It's changing. Men have, you know, over the long haul, taken more and more responsibility for care work. But if you look at how women and men really spend their time, women still have disproportionate responsibility for care work. And right now, that has really amped up with child care centers closing, schools being online or partially online, elder care services closing, just a whole host of things. So that means women who have been able to hold on to their jobs are also facing just this double whammy of I can't devote as many hours to my job as I used to because I now have all of this additional care work piled on top of me, which will further hurt women's opportunities for promotions, advancement, various opportunities and experiences that can have lasting effect. The nature of this recession is going to exacerbate pretty substantially existing inequality.
Elizabeth Powers is an economist at the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs.
Virtually all married men with children work for pay. About 65% or so of mothers of very young children, 0 to 5, work for pay. So mothers were already the primary caregivers and working and giving up working outside the home to care for children. That was the arrangement. But now, with the absence of childcare and the absence of school, in-person school, mothers are historically the quickest to leave the labor market when childcare needs arise. So this role is falling disproportionately to mothers, and so the impact on their work for pay is probably greater than it's going to be on men's work for pay, on fathers' work for pay. And that could lead to women losing a lot of the major gains they've made in the labor market over the past couple of decades.
Heidi Shierholz.
Women are more likely to be in education and healthcare, which typically are relatively sheltered from recessions, at least early on. So women typically, at least early on in a recession, don't face as much job loss. That has been absolutely turned on its head in this recession because the professions that got hit the hardest early on were professions that involve a lot of social contact, like restaurants and bars, hotels, personal services, events, brick and mortar retail, and women are disproportionately in those jobs. So women saw a big hit job loss-wise early on in this recession. Women are also going to face greater job loss as a result of state and local government cuts because state and local governments are facing huge budget shortfalls. And because state and local governments can't run deficits unless the federal government steps in with fiscal relief for state and local governments, which is looking more and more unlikely. Tragically, state and local governments will have to make a lot of cuts, and that's going to really disproportionately hit women.
What are some of the other major impacts on women from the pandemic? Elizabeth Powers.
There was a recent study out of Yale. Since the pandemic, although men who work from home did more caregiving for children than they had before, the women who work from home were still giving plenty of childcare and also now had taken on the burden of in-home schooling primarily and were spending more time doing housework, so doing non-childcare housework. So I think already COVID's had a big impact on the kind of the allocation of women's duties. It's reallocated their duties away from the workplace.
Heidi Shierholz, is there a particular demographic among women that's been hit hardest?
COVID it's going to have even larger setbacks for women of color. We're seeing this COVID recession is hitting Black and Brown communities more. There's greater job loss amongst Black and Brown workers. That has to do with historic and current systemic racism that leads to occupational segregation and Black and Brown workers being disproportionately in jobs that saw greater job loss and discrimination and other inequities related to race that are playing out in the labor market. So we Black and Brown workers face a lot more job loss in this recession. Also, those communities have less wealth to fall back on. So there's sort of much more pain as a result of things like job loss, if you're, say, a Black or Hispanic worker. But when you do the intersection of gender and race, if you look at what is going on with women of color right now, it's really bad. Like, the job loss has really, really hit women of color, and in particular Hispanic women. It's just another layer of the how the COVID recession dynamics are playing out. I think we will see not just an exacerbation of existing gender inequalities. We're also going to see a great exacerbation of existing inequalities by race and ethnicity. And then when you put those two together, the people who are taking the hardest hit are women of color.
Elizabeth Powers, you spoke of the gains that were lost by women. How likely is that to be permanent?
I think it really is going to depend on how long this period of not having a lot of childcare and not having in-person school goes on. If this goes on for a very long time, women may become more disconnected from employment than they had been. They'll tend to be the first in a couple to leave their jobs, and so they may have trouble getting reconnected to jobs once they have more time to search outside the home. Whereas more men may be able to continue with their employer or keep their work record pretty continuous. This period of low employment, high unemployment, it's going to have a big impact on men and women, but women are likely to be out more during this period. So it's very probable that women will have some setbacks in coming back into the labor market when the COVID crisis finally starts to ebb.